Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Sam.
Today, Sam, we're going to be talking about space.
Space.
That's right. Space, of course, is, well, any kind of empty area you could call space. This is space in front of me because there's nothing here. But generally, when we talk about space, especially if we use a strange voice and move our hands like that, we're talking about the space that's off the Earth. The moon, the planets, the stars, the solar system, the universe. This is the space that we're going to be talking about today. The place that great adventures like Star Wars
and yes.
Star Trek take place, but also the place that is fascinating to scientists and many other people. So we're going to have a look today and tomorrow about how the universe works, season five. And that season five
that's
tells
season
us
five?
This is a television show of some kind. So if you're interested in space and space science or astronomy, you'll want to check out How the Universe Works, Season 5. We'll be back with our article right after this.
Reading.
How the Universe Works, Season 5. Scientists believe the universe began over 13 billion years ago. During this period, it grew from a tiny particle to almost endless space that includes all of the cosmos and continues to expand. Discovery Channel's How the Universe Works is an 8-part series that tries to unravel space and time's deepest mysteries. For many years, scientists were certain there were 8 planets in our solar system. As it turns out, they were wrong. In 2014, astronomers noticed that something was pulling several large asteroids out of their orbits. After performing several tests, they determined that it was an unknown planet, which they named Planet 9. Scientists haven't seen Planet 9 yet, as it's 100 billion miles from Earth. To put this in perspective, that's like trying to see a grain of rice from 18 miles away. Yet scientists do have some ideas about what Planet 9 is like. At 10 times the mass of Earth, it would have lots of internal energy. It would also be freezing cold on the surface, since it's so far from the sun. Many believe it is a dramatic world of fire and ice, with erupting volcanoes and lots of snow.
All right, so what does the first sentence tell us? It tells us about how old everything is. Okay, what does it
say?
How
old? Okay, it says scientists believe the universe began over 13 billion years ago.
13 billion years ago.
Yeah, how long is that?
That's a long time. So that's not the Earth we're talking about. That's the universe. Oh, very interesting. Universe is a big, complicated topic. So I'm going to let Sam give you a big, complicated explanation. And hopefully he'll do it better than I would.
Okay, universe 这个字呢就是宇宙的意思。Okay, 像是我们一开始的时候 Mike 一直在讲 space 就是呢不是在讲一个空间而是在讲地球之外的这个有太阳啊有宇宙啊有银河的这个宇宙了。Okay, 注意到呢宇宙只有一个所以呢我们通常会说 the universe。Okay, 那在日常生活中的口语用到的话其实呢它更应该为翻译为全世界。例如呢 you are the best guy in the universe.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, 这就是说呢你是全宇宙全世界最棒的人了所有人里面你最棒了那呢既然我们说呢是全宇宙全世界它的形容词呢 universal 就也有这样子的含义表示全世界的例如呢 football is an universal sport 足球呢是全世界都在玩的运动 do you play football?
I do.
Yeah?
Sure, yeah. And it's popular all over the world.
Okay, and we see another word, billion. What
billion,
is that?
Billion, that's right. A billion is basically a million million. No, 1,000 million.
1,000 million.
It's 1,000 million. Basically, it's 1 with 9 zeros.
Okay,
so 3 zeros is 1,000. 6 zeros is 1,000,000. And nine zeros is a billion. It's 1,000,000,000. It's a really big number. And to give you an idea, I think in the world right now, there are about 7.5 billion people.
7.5.
In the world right now. And both China and India have more than a billion people in them. That's a lot of people. That's... considering America has around 300 million.
Only 300 million?
Only 300 million. So a billion is really, really big.
OK,billion 呢,如果我们要说很有钱呢,百万富翁呢,我们会想到 millionaire。刚刚呢,我们说 million 就是百万的,因为呢,英文里面我们是三个零就一进位,三个零就要有一个逗号嘛。那三个零是一千,六个零呢,就是 million 就是一百万。那课文这边的 billion 就是在 million 在上一集又多了三个零,中文呢就翻译为十亿了。所以呢,亿万富翁我们会说 billionaire, 就是呢,富可敌国石油王这样。那课文这边说呢 ,13 billion years ago,就是呢一百130亿年前啊，非常久以前。
So the universe is more than 13 billion years old. I seem to remember reading that the Earth, where we live, is about 4 billion years old.
4 billion.
Yeah, so not as old as the universe, but still much older than me. So what happened 13 billion years ago? Well, if you've been paying attention in science class or watching the good TV shows about science, you'll know about the Big Bang. That was this very large explosion and release of all the energy that's in the universe. And it says during this period, it grew from a tiny particle, then there was the Big Bang, to almost endless space that includes all of the cosmos and continues to expand. Yes, absolutely. Expand is one of our featured words for today. It's a verb, and it basically means to get bigger, okay? If you blow air into a balloon, it starts off small, and as you blow more and more air in, it expands. It gets bigger. And you can imagine that the universe is doing that exact thing right now. It's getting bigger at the speed of light. So we're traveling through light. Time is over there. Space is over there. Ooh, it's so complicated. But basically, it's really big. It's really old. But it started from nothing and continues to grow or to expand. It's true.
OK, 所以呢刚刚 Mike 解释到呢 expand 就是展开哦变大的意思例如你吹气球或者是呢我们说呢 a bird expands its wing, OK, 小鸟要打开它的翅膀。那展开呢它这个除了东西变大之外它也可以引申为事情的扩张哦或是成长。例如呢我们说国家扩张领土或是呢我们课文这边呢它说呢宇宙是从哪里呢是一个小分子 a particle, 它呢逐渐扩张了爆炸了它呢就成为整个宇宙了。那你的声音呢你的事业也可以成长了就可以用这个字 He's trying hard to expand his business. 他呢很努力想要扩张他的事业
All right, back to the article. It says Discovery Channel's How the Universe Works is an 8-part series that tries to unravel space and time's deepest mysteries. Very good. So this is the television show we mentioned. There's the title, How the Universe Works. Discovery Channel is the channel or the network.That makes the show and shows the show, and it's an 8-part series, okay? That means there's 8 shows in one series, or we could also maybe in this case talk about one season. A series is a show, all right? You might have your favorite show. Oh, I used to love the series CSI, but I never watched CSI New York. That was a series that I never really got into. So these are different shows. They might be similar. Their titles might also be similar, but they have different actors, different people make them. They're on at different times on different channels. So basically, if you really like a show, you could call it a series, all right?Popular series from recent times, including maybe Gilmore Girls Friends or Sex in the City or, you know, things like that. All different shows about all different things, but they were their own unique show, their own unique series. And one show would be an episode or a part. That's just one show in a longer series. And then we were also talking about unraveling the mysteries of space and time. Something complicated is difficult to understand. We could also talk about things that are kind of tied together as being complicated and difficult to take apart. When you take apart something that is complicated, imagine a piece of rope or string tied around itself, so it's this big lump, then you have to pull it apart carefully and slowly to make it all into something much easier to use, much easier to understand. So if someone tells you something very complicated, it's not easy to understand. You have to unravel it. You have to take it apart so that it becomes more easy to get or more easy to understand.
OK, 所以我们刚刚看到两个单词、哦、首先呢讲说 series, series 这个字呢其实就是指我们的这个影集咯。比方说呢像说其实你们看这个刚刚 Mike 讲到很多像是 Friends 啊 Sex and the City, 或者是呢像我们台湾很多看风水世家春晖网咯。这些呢都是可以叫做 series。那另外呢 unravel 这个字我们看到 un 就知道呢它是这个要把它解开的意思。所以 unravel 就是解开比方说呢像解开一个毛线球或者是解开一个谜题都可以使用这个单词。
All right, back to the article. It says, for many years, scientists were certain there were 8 planets in our solar system. This is what they thought for a very, very long time. Yes, there are 8 planets in the solar system.
8 planets?
Is that right if I count them? I'm sure if it's 8.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll believe the scientists, but as it turns out, they were wrong. Oh, interesting. They were wrong about this number 8. They were wrong about that. It says in 2014, astronomers noticed that something was pulling several large asteroids out of their orbits. Wow, that was an interesting thing to notice. Astronomers, of course, are the scientists who study space and the planets and stars and all that stuff. Well, they noticed that something was pulling these large asteroids, these large rocks that kind of fly around in space. They were pulling them away. They were moving them around. And what moves things in space? Very large other things that sort of pull them away. After performing several tests, they determined that it was an unknown planet, which they named Planet 9.
Planet 9.
That's not a very good name.
Yeah,
we have eight planets. We've discovered a new one. Let's call it Planet 9. All right. Anyways, it turns out, when things turn out, this is what happens in the end. It might be a bit of a surprise, but this is the end of the situation. This is how things turned out or worked out.
Okay, turned out 这个片语呢就表示结果怎么了。那你也可以说呢 in the end, 或者说 end up to be 怎么样子。那 turned out 的用法呢你可以在后面加上 to be, 例如呢 it turned out to be my mistake, 结果原来是我的错，或是呢，你也可以用 that 后面再加上一个子句，例如呢 ，It turns out that he is Luke's father. 哦，原来呢是他的爸爸了。那注意呢 ，turned out 前后的文意呢应该是相反的意思了，因为 turned out 呢，结果怎么样，通常呢就有这个惊吓的效果。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Planet 9 is this new planet. Well, where is it? Well, it's out there in space. What does it look like?Good question, because the article tells us scientists haven't seen Planet 9 yet, as it's 100 billion miles from Earth. It's much too far to see, even with our best telescope. So no one has seen the planet, but they're pretty sure that it's there. And of course, they think it's there because it's pulling these asteroids around, and it must also be moving around the sun, just as we do, and the other planets in our solar system do as well. But as we mentioned, it's 100 billion miles away. That's really far. Now, to put this in perspective, or to bring it down onto a level, or a scale, or a size that we can understand, because 100 billion is like, wow, how far is that? Well, let's talk about it in this perspective. That's like trying to see a grain of rice, one little piece of rice, from 18 miles away. So you go 18 miles away from a tiny little grain of rice and you try to see it. Well, you can't see it, obviously, because it's too far. As we said, this puts things in perspective. When you do that, you sort of change the scale. You change what you're comparing it to. You know how you'll watch shows and you'll say, a whale weighs 10,000 kilograms or something. You think, well, what's that? And then they say, that's the weight of 3 buses. Oh, okay, that's a different perspective. Instead of talking about the weight of something really big in kilograms, let's talk about it in terms of something we know, like a bus. A bus is this big, it's about that heavy. We're changing the perspective. We're putting things in a different perspective.
OK， 所以呢，刚刚我们讲到这个片语呢 ，put things in perspective， 它呢中文就翻译来说，正确来说，不夸大的说法，也就是呢，像刚麦刚举了非常多例子，就是呢，把一个可能你觉得很复杂、很难想象的一个概念呢，你把它 put things in perspective， 那呢就是用你可以理解的语言，用你可以理解的这个集句呢，让你来了解。比方说，像说我们不知道说这个星星有多远啊，看起来是什么样子，那他现在就跟你讲说，这个呢就好像你把 a grain of rice 把一个很小很小的米粒呢放在18 miles， 就是呢这个18英里外的地方呢，所以呢你就知道说，哇，这个东西你根本是不可能看得到的哦。
That's right. Well, since Planet 9 is so far away that we can't see it, what can scientists tell us about it? Well, since scientists are very, very smart, they can actually tell us a fair amount. It says, yet, scientists do have some ideas about what Planet 9 is like. They do have a little bit of information. They've made some good guesses based on what they know. For example, it says, at 10 times the mass of Earth, it would have lots of internal energy. All right, so it might not necessarily be bigger than the Earth, but it's denser than the Earth. It's a very heavy, dense planet, so it has a lot of internal energy. Interesting stuff. It also says it would also be freezing cold on the surface since it's so far from the sun. Well, we could probably guess that. Since it's so far away from the sun, it would be very, very cold there. And many believe it is a dramatic world of fire and ice, with erupting volcanoes and lots of snow. Wow, very interesting stuff.
OK, 那我们在这段课文里面呢就有非常多的单字，那我们首先先看一下这个倍数的用法咯。首先呢我们看到课文里面它是说 10 times the mass of Earth, 那所以呢我们就知道说它的用法呢就是比方说我们说多少 times, 多少 times, time 这边呢不是时间而是次数的意思，是几倍的意思了。那呢 the A of B 就表示说呢是 B 的这个 A 的几倍咯。 OK, 比方说呢我们举例一下 The country is 10 times the size of Taiwan, 就表示说呢这个国家呢我们在讲的这个国家呢它是呢这个台湾的 size 的台湾的尺寸的十倍大，也就是说呢它的领土是台湾的十倍。OK, 那我们看到呢这边除了这个用法之外还有很多单词。 First, we saw the word internal. What does that mean?
That's right, we're talking about the internal energy of the planet. Something internal is on the inside. OK, the opposite would be external. E-X-T-E-R-N-A-L. So, for example, if you have an internal problem with your body, maybe you have a stomach ache.Because your stomach is inside your body. If you have a bruise or you cut your arm, that would be an external problem with your body on the outside. So internal heat means sort of like volcanoes, that fiery rock that is inside the earth. If we say the internal heat of the planet is very high, we're not worried about the weather. That would be the external heat as you're walking around on the outside of the planet. The internal heat would be the inside.Of the planet, so things like volcanoes and stuff like that.
Okay, internal 这个字呢，我们首先看到它写 in 开头呢，就知道呢它是要形容在里面的咯。所以呢 ，internal 这个字就是形容内部的。比方说，像刚刚 Mike 解释到说，假如说你有 internal 有毛病了，那就表示说呢，你身体里面，比方说你胃痛啊，或者是呢你呕吐，像这样的内伤呢，我们就会说 internal。那相反的呢，如果说我们很是外在的，我们会说 external， 就是在前面呢改成 ex 开头。那另外一个字呢，你一定会跟这个字常常听的时候。搞混了，那就是 eternal， e 开头 eternal 呢则是永恒的意思了，所以呢千万不要把这些字搞错了。 Also we saw another word dramatic.
Yeah, something dramatic is changing all the time. It's not always the same. There's exciting big and different things going on. If you watch a dramatic basketball game, one team's winning, then the other team's winning, then the first team wins again. It's very exciting. There's constant changes going on. It's certainly not boring or predictable. It's very dramatic.
OK, dramatic 呢刚刚就说呢这个比赛又赢又输又赢又输好刺激啊，我们就可以用 dramatic 来形容，表示呢是很激烈很剧烈的。那你有没有听过人家说 drama queen? Drama queen 就是形容反应很激烈日常生活很有戏的这些人了。因为 drama 这个字呢就是形容戏剧哦，所以呢我们形容词 dramatic 就是形容呢像戏剧一般的哦，那中文呢就会翻译为很激烈的。例如呢我们可以讲说呢 There's a dramatic change in my daily life. 那呢可能是我要搬家了， 或是我换工作，或是我中乐透了，很戏剧化的，我们就可以说 dramatic。 那另外我们刚刚一直在讲说那个 internal heat， internal heat 刚刚是说在地球里面有很高的热度，那它会怎么样呢？它总有一天会爆发嘛，爆发出来这个东西呢我们叫做 volcano。 volcano 呢就是火山的意思，在台湾呢我们一定知道，因为台湾有很多火山。那这边呢他说 erupt 就是喷发，所以呢 erupting volcano 就是呢说喷发中的火山。那补充一下，它喷出来这个东西呢就叫做 lava。
Mm-hmm, absolutely. A volcano is an area of the earth where some of that internal heat can come out in the form of magma and lava. Some volcanoes can be really big and beautiful, like Mount Fuji in Japan. Some of them can just be low-lying little puddles of lava, like we might find in Hawaii, for example. Yanmingshan, that's a volcano. Yeah.
You can actually see like the lava.
That's right.
Floating.
There you go. Well, not yet. Not quite yet. And that's good because we don't really want it to turn into a volcano. Okay, guys, that's it for the first day of our article, but we'll be back with our chat question.
For you chat.
Well, now that we know that there are nine planets in our solar system, that's right. I haven't been to all of them.I've only been to one.
Yeah.
But based on what we know about the nine planets in our solar system, which do you think is the most interesting and why?
Okay.
If you could have a holiday on any planet in our solar system, what would be your first choice?
Which one would be my first choice? I think Saturn.
Saturn.
Yeah.
Is it the rings?
Yeah, because of the ring.
The
It's
rings
obvious.
Are nice.
Yeah, no one else has the ring. So
that's true.
Yeah, maybe that's I can, true. You know, walk on the rings.
You could walk on the rings. You could surf on the rings.
I can swim in the
rings. I think they're made of ice, right? So you
can
go and make an ice cream cone out of the rings of Saturn.
Okay.
That would be interesting. How about you guys? What do you think is the most interesting planet in the solar system? And why do you think that? And also, have you actually been there? I would be surprised with that one. But if you have, let us know, and we'll see you all back here tomorrow for more about How the Universe Works.
How the Universe Works, Season 5. Scientists believe the universe began over 13 billion years ago. During this period, it grew from a tiny particle.To almost endless space that includes all of the cosmos and continues to expand. Discovery Channel's How the Universe Works is an 8-part series that tries to unravel space and time's deepest mysteries. For many years, scientists were certain there were 8 planets in our solar system. As it turns out, they were wrong.In 2014, astronomers noticed that something was pulling several large asteroids out of their orbits. After performing several tests, they determined that it was an unknown planet, which they named Planet 9. Scientists haven't seen Planet 9 yet, as it's 100 billion miles from Earth. To put this in perspective,That's like trying to see a grain of rice from 18 miles away. Yet scientists do have some ideas about what Planet 9 is like. At 10 times the mass of Earth, it would have lots of internal energy. It would also be freezing cold on the surface, since it's so far from the sun. Many believe it is a dramatic world of fire and ice.With erupting volcanoes and lots of snow.
Vocabulary Review.
Universe. Besides our sun, there are many millions of other stars in the universe. Billion.China and India are the only countries with more than a billion people. Expand. The city is building new stations to expand the MRT system. Internal. Doctors of internal medicine study what happens inside people's bodies. Dramatic. When my friend Ben tells a story, he gets loud and waves his hands in a dramatic way. Volcano. Many people took pictures of the active volcano from a safe distance.